كيلو اعتبريه قيمة او فاكري كيلو اعتبريه قيمة او فاكري state line 1 Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray statewide 1 testing. This is test letter. This limit is all on the third. Station calling, I don't have any audio. KE8 LAX. KE8 LAX statewide 1. KE8 LAX statewide 1. Nothing heard. KE8 LAX clear. KTAKTO, monitoring statewide 1. NAWRO, NAWRO, KTAKTO. Can we out there today? NAWRO, NAWRO, KTAKTO.
Hey, I like how that sounds. NAWRO here.
Perfect. Just want to make sure that it worked just fine. And I said I'm on the HT, of course, and I'm playing around with a little bit, but I put Cliff's code plug in there, and seems to be working quite well.
Yeah, I just went to the dashboard. It's working very well. It's a negative 91 on the RSSI and 0% loss. And I thought Cliff's might be the best. You might need to rearrange it to your liking, but I think it's probably the best. Although I didn't look at ZRIs. I don't know what Brian's got. But, yeah, I think I got Cliff's downloaded, and I may go ahead and upload that into mine as well. And maybe reorganize a few of the things for North Macomb. Over to you.
Yeah, I just put it in there to give it a run for its money, and then I'll modify it as time goes.
Copy that. I see you even remembered to change your PMR ID, the one that ends in 727. I can remember that one.
Yep. That's the first thing I did, because I just picked up a Retevis RT3S from Dakota NADVF, and I had to do the same thing in OpenGD77. I had to put my DMR ID in there and make a couple changes, and got that one working too.
Yeah, good deal then. Perfect timing. I just got in from doing the snow, the driveway and the sidewalk out front. It's cold out there, I'll tell you that much. Not all that much snow, light and fluffy, but it's a cold wind out there today. Happy New Year, by the way.
Same back at you. Yeah, we drove by your house because that's Melissa takes that shortcut up Ridge Road and then goes to a low plane to go to 32 and drove by your house like, oh, he hasn't shoveled yet, and his car is covered in snow.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly when I looked out there, and I'm thinking, well, there is no mail delivery today. So I could delay it one day and do that. I said, nah, I'll just get out there and take care of it now. So I got the car all, de-snowed and put in the garage, and then combination leaf blower because of the light, fluffy snow and the snow blower and, of course, the shovel. And it's all taken care of. We even did the neighbors on the east and west side. If whoever gets to it first, we usually do each other's, and then sometimes they do mine, so it all works out.
Yeah, the audio quality on the thing is really nice. I mean, it's a nice, hefty radio. It's kind of heavy, too.
Yeah, I know. It all started off being a little bit of a joke because of they're obviously trying to copy APX. But at the end of the day, you know, it really works. I don't know what was going on yesterday, but I had that one in the kitchen, and I had it up so I could monitor when I'm over there, and I was working on the Kinect systems here. Every now and then, the Kinect system would not receive, but I would hear it from the kitchen, so I'm going to have to check that out. I don't know if it's, connections on the antenna with the freeze-thaw cycle, the unexpected one we had, or whatnot, but right now this seems to be fine.
Hey, it sounded okay to me. I didn't notice a difference. I don't know, I got to put my Yaesu back in my work van. I pulled it out. I love that quick connect where you just slide it out and slide it back in and hook it up. So I did some more detailed programming on it last night and got some system fusion, whatever you want to call it, frequencies in there. So, you know, that's going to work out. KCKGO Friday.
NAWRO. Yeah, that slide mount is nice. You know, you can whatever application you need, but you can actually flip it upside down. It can be mounted at, you know, like the top, or it can be mounted like it's sitting on it. So it's nice and flexible, and then it can slide out. Of course, you got to disconnect the antenna, but that's still fine. Kind of reminds me of the old days of the 11-meter slide mounts we used to have back in the early 80s, late 70s. And you would take your unit thousands out of the car because people would steal them.
Yeah, the holster isn't too bad either. I like that it slides and snaps right in there. So that's a good thing there.
Yeah, you've heard the story, I'm sure we told you. Some of us don't like it drawing from the holster. We like it to draw off the belt. So you saw the rubber band trick I used, but then Cliff had just a tiny little piece of Velcro. I got to check out how he did his because it looks a little bit better than my job. But that way it sort of semi-attaches the holster to the radio, makes it become one. So when you draw it, it just comes off your belt just like every other radio. But without that holster belt clip thing, oh, it was a pain.
Yeah, I figured I'd see it. It's a little bit loose in there, but I got some Velcro pads, felt pads, and I'm going to put one in there so when it slides in, it stays in, and I don't knock it loose or anything. But I like the idea of keeping the holster on my body and not taking it off the belt and everything else like that. You know, but that's just me.
At the meeting on the 15th, I'm sure Cliff will have his there, but he took either a Dremel tool or a hot knife or something and carved something out on the side of that holster. And I forget what the reason why. It was probably for a shoulder mic, but I'm looking at it right now. I don't see why that would be necessary, but I'll have to look at his again then.
Yeah, it was easy as pie to program it. I just put the code plug in there and just loaded it, and boom, it was done. So I'm a happy camper. All right. We're mobile now. We got a couple more places to go and then off the mounts. I will shed it to you. 73 in your final. KCAKJO.
Copy that. KCAKJO from NAWRO. I'll be clear as well.
NAWRO. NAWRO. KEH, is that all right?
There he is. Hey, Brian. How's it going? Happy New Year's to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, or as we say in Poland, just a Lego and the Lego Raku. Hey, did you take a look at that code plug that I wrote up?
Actually, I was going to ask you about it because I didn't download it. I'm debating. I got Cliff's downloaded, or I should say maybe uploaded. But what's in yours? What, just generally speaking, I mean, do you got multiple sites in yours for the DMR?
Yeah, Cliff gave me part of his code plug. He gave me the CSV contact. But I have a Cliff's CSV contact, and I have all the MI5 DMR sites throughout the state, even Mile, even though it doesn't work. And I got GMRF, Marine, and then I got a bunch of local repeaters that I was trying to do, like, you know, Warren in Detroit, but I can't seem to get them to come through on the radio. I'm probably just out of range. So I was getting really disgusted, and then finally I turned to my hotspot that I had sitting there for 2 years, and it's an OrSync hotspot break. I don't know if you got a break for the repeater or not, but I just broke. So, I got the OrSync hotspot, and then I finally got it working. It was awesome. I've been listening to USA Bridge, you know, for the past few days, and it's just been awesome. And my first contact ever was talking to Ralph in Germany, in South Germany. I talked to him two or three times now.
Copy that. Sounds like you're having good success with that. I'm kind of impressed. You say you got all the MI5 DMR sites in. Yeah, if you did that manually, that probably took a little time, eh?
Yeah, I did it manually. I didn't do it by importing the Excel files because I wanted to learn how to do it. And I wanted to force myself to do it, you know, for, I don't know, you know, muscle memory, you know, brain computer muscle memory. So, yeah, and I learned a lot. I don't know if I did it right. That's why I wanted somebody else to have to take a look at it. I did the best I could on it. I would accept, you know, any comments that you guys have on criticism on the way I did it. But I did it the best I could. You know, this is from somebody from starting from nothing and doing this whole thing by myself. I didn't have any help, you know, just YouTube's. And I finally figured it out, and I think that's great. I just feel so great, you know, figuring this out. What else is it? Yeah, okay, take a look at it, and you can download anything you want out of it, and, you know, maybe I would say export stuff as CSV files and go through and edit them and then load them back in, import them back in again, you know, or change your own code plug. Over.
Yeah, I'll probably do that then, Brian, but so suffice it to say, you started off with Cliffs as like a starter plug, and then you added to it. So in other words, you must have way more sites in there from the MI5 than Cliffs started. Is that correct?
Negative. I did not use Cliffs. I was trying to get Cliffs code plug at the meeting, and we were playing around, and all I ended up with was the CSV file. But that was fine. That's really all I wanted. Because Cliff and I were having a problem. The radio wasn't responding. It wasn't loading the CSV files. I mean, it was loading the CSV files, but when he keyed on his mic, it wasn't showing up on the screen. But after we left the meeting, everything was working great. But I did not use Cliff's. I started right from scratch. Over.
NAWRO, I copy now. So that intrigued me a bit. I will upload it and take a look at it. I don't know when I can get to it, but I do want to do that because mine is doesn't have anywhere near as many sites. In fact, I think I only have Detroit and Mount Clemens, maybe even just Mount Clemens. I have to take a look. So it is pretty much, you know, just a handy talking stays local, but nevertheless, there's plenty of memory in there, so why not do it? Like you were saying, you know, why not see if you can do it and, you know, use it like a challenge and get it done, although I'm going to use your plug probably. So, all right, Brian, sounds good. I appreciate that. Just curious, we're going to have a net tonight. You think you might be available for the net at 7 tonight?
Yeah, is that on 7.2?
Yes, sir. 147.2 on your VHF dial. It's going to be Tom, NHLY, your net controller for the Macomb Amateur Radio Service Corps net tonight. So, hope to see you there.
I got a comment on the code plug thing.
Go ahead, Sean.
So, Brian, I'm running the one that you last sent me. I don't know if it's the one you're talking about, but it's really good. It's got everything you want, nothing you don't. I didn't find like the double nickel and the Hazel Park and things like that in it. I can add those. Remember, I was having trouble adding my own stuff. But it's got all the stuff we want. It's got all the MI5, all the FBI, the Central Michigan stuff. You know, it's a really, really good starting point. That's what I'm running currently on mine.
All right. Copy that, Sean. That settled it. And Brian, your plug is going to be a new one in my radio then. Go ahead, Brian.
Jimmy still in there?
I was having some technical difficulties there, but with Sean's endorsement, that's going to be the code plug I use. So I appreciate it, Brian. Go ahead.
Okay, guys, take a look at it and give me some criticism on it, and I'm going to use that as a starting point and continue, you know, working on it. But, so, okay, guys, I got to get back to washing the floor here. Dog hit an episode last night. So 73, Sean, 73, Tim. This is KD8ZRI monitoring.
Okay, guys. Yeah, Happy New Year. And, you know, we had this about 4 or 5 years ago. We had a thing floating around. There was a code plug that came from somewhere in the central Michigan ecosystem. And it got down here, and there was a few people tweaked it, and it kept evolving. It kept getting better and better for the east side. And Bell Beauchamp, he doctored it up kind of like the last, you know, it had everything it needed. And we called it the Dell Star Code Plug. And even though there were many people involved in getting it to that point, it kind of took on that name, the Dell Star Code Plug. But, you know, this could still evolve as people put more things in. But, you know, these things have a local flavor. So if you're, you know, what you might want when you live in Richmond might be a little different than what you want when you're down where I am. And it might be quite a bit different from somebody who lives over in Oakland County. So, you know, they get pretty close in most of the stuff you're going to want, but I think it's a real good base for a new code plug specifically for this radio. All right, but that's enough gushing. I think we can work on it from there. I haven't really dug into every little nook and cranny of it. It's got more in it than I've looked at. So, Happy New Year, guys. I'm going to visit the grandkids today, have some bean soup, a tradition in our family, clean you out for the new year, quote unquote. Other than that, pretty pretty easy going day. WAFU.
Yeah, copy that, Sean. That's exactly what I wanted to do, make a base, and then just adjust it for, you know, like I put in the local FD and the local EMS. You probably saw it in mine. Just a little tweak that we always do for our local area, but yeah, sounds good. All right, Happy New Year to both of you. This is NAWRO. I'll be clear, but listening.
And save me some of that bean soup, Sean. Happy New Year. Bye.
KCKGO Monitoring, statewide one.
KEAWA, statewide one.
Happy New Year, Ben. Are you out working today on an emergency or something?
No, I'm headed back home. My son took me out to dinner for my birthday.
Where are you coming back from?
Lucky you in Bay City.
Gotcha. How do I sound? I got one of those EM32s that they all were talking about. So far, I'm pretty pleased with it.
What did you say it is?
The ill-fated Baofeng DM32.
Oh, it doesn't sound bad. Not to me, anyway.
For 50-some-odd bucks, I'm not complaining. I already got a motor. You know, I got my Motorola DMR in the work van. Then I got Wally's P25 Tate. You know, and I just bought a Yaesu STM310DR ASP. Got that all programmed with Fusion in it, so I think I'm good to go there. All I need now is something with D-Star.
Is D-Star still a thing?
Good question. That's why I went to System Fusion and DMR. I went to DMR in the beginning because that was the most popular, and then I just picked up the Yaesu. Now I got System Fusion. So, all right, will you drive safe? I mean, here I got background noise. I got the fan going over, so I will chat with you later. Drive safe, try to stay warm. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime on the road. 73 in your final, KGO.
All righty, yeah, sounds good. I'm about to be back in the driveway here in a sec, so yeah, we'll catch you somewhere along the way tomorrow. So that's KEAMWN.
Have a good one, Ben. KCKGO.
KE8ZRI, testing a new antenna on my EM32. UV. So, has anybody got a copy? Over.
K-E-8-W-U-O. Is that all right, Brian? You're coming in very well.
Awesome, John. Thanks. I got one of these little stubby antennas I put on here. It's about an inch and a half long. I don't even know if that thing was going to work. I should probably get an SWR check on it first.
Gotcha, yeah. That's the awesome thing about UHF is smaller, shorter antennas, and it's really nice on cars, mobile, you know. HTs do quite a bit better, too, so it's nice to not have to have a, 16-inch antenna. cool, yeah, you sound great. So you're probably on an HT, it's a little stubby antenna. You far from a repeater, or what kind of range you seeing with the little guy?
I'm not too far from the repeater. It's in Mount Clemens someplace. I don't know exactly where, but I know it's in Mount Clemens. And I'm inside a car. Wife is driving right now. We're running down North River Road. Over.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you're coming in quite well then. I can hear, I'm pretty sure I can hear you just fine. Seems like you might have cut out a little bit at the end there, but you might have just get a quick unkey type of thing. But so far, so good. You know, I got to get me one of those little guys one of these days for the HTs. But yeah, cool. Yeah, sounds good. I might have jinxed you because I didn't hear a response there, but I could kind of see the repeater was keyed up, I thought. It looked like my radio was indicating that it was receiving, but it never actually opened the squelch, so I'm not sure what's up with that. I'm going to be on my side, though. I'll send it back to you. This is K-E-8-W-U-O.
K-E-8, said our answer, I-D. Yeah, I was just saying, if you want to save some money, these power things are pretty cool. I got this PM32 for $55 on Amazon, and you know it was a sale though. I don't know, it might be a couple dollars more. And there's also the BM1701. That's the older radio. You probably pick that up used. If you GB77 software, that thing is awesome. That's an awesome level radio. They're both good radios. Probably save a lot of money getting that 1701. I think Brian bought the 1701 from somebody at the meeting. Over.
Copy that. Yeah. I've been hearing nothing but good things about the DM32. I almost bought one a while back, and I refrained from doing it. But ever since then, you know, it's like everyone's getting them. Sean's got one. Tom, I think KCAKJO just got one. You have one. Tim has one. They're definitely out there. And that OpenGDC 47 or whatever it is that's a really cool feature of those radios, and that the fact that it can support that is awesome, because then that makes your code plug. It makes the programming, hopefully, a bit easier and more compatible with other radios, so you don't have to have a specific code plug for each radio. So that alone is a pretty cool feature of the DM32. And then my buddy also has a DM32, and it was kind of my first introduction into the Boofang, whatever world. And I thought it was pretty interesting because they say it's an APX knockoff, and compared to the UV5R, that thing is leaps and bounds better, you know. And so it's like, if you're going to get a cheap radio, you know, I would skip the UV5Rs and go for like a DM32, just because it's, the dual band, and you can name all your channels and have multiple zones, and there's just so many perks to the DM32 over like a simple UV5R you really can't go wrong with that thing for the price. Sounds great.
KFAPLX. KWB.
KEAWUO. I hope I'm not doubling with anyone, but I heard a call sign come over, and then there was a big block of silence, and I didn't hear anything, and then I heard a call sign just there. So go ahead, other station.
Yeah, hey guys, was just listening in. Just wanted to make a little clarification there. The DM32s are not OpenGD77 capable. The 1701 that he was talking about, the older Bofang VMware radio, is, but the DM32s are not OpenGD77 capable. Just wanted to clear that up for you. KFAPLX, I'll be back listening.
Yep, that's true. Did you catch all that, John? He's right. The DM32 is not, you can't use it with the GD77 software. At least not yet. Maybe they could change it in the future or something. You can't do it right now. But the 1701 you can with the GD77. And it's awesome radio. Go ahead, John.
Okay, yeah. I suppose I misspoke then. Maybe misunderstood. But, well, thanks for the correction, and nevertheless, I think probably both radios are excellent radios, and, for the price point compared to, Motorola, you're doing pretty good for in either one of those radios, and that's awesome. Thanks for the correction there. I like to have my facts, but I don't always have them.
How much does that Motorola APX cost?
Getting one of those radios, other than that, I think it's a really good radio.
I keep missing your call sign, but go ahead and try that again.
Yeah, it's pretty much
copy that. Most of it anyway. I think you're coming in a little broken, and I'm not sure if it's on my side or not, but it sounds like it's a pretty sweet radio, and one of these days I'll have to pick one up and just play with it a little bit more. Just steal my buddies. He doesn't use it as much as I would anyway. But he's kind of a newer ham, and he got into the ham world for about 3 months, and then he got a new job and hasn't been on since, so I should just beat him up and take his radio. And then, Brian, you asked how much the APX is. There's technically at least three different variants of the APX. You have a 7800 version. You have a 7800 VHF version, 7800 UHF version. And then you have the kind of the holy grail, which is 7800 VHF and UHF. And that is the APX 8000. That one's about, you can sometimes find them new old stock for about $4,000 up to like $6,000 and over. And then the APX 7000 would be like the dual band, the 7800 megahertz and VHF, or 7800 megahertz and UHF. And that one's right up there with the APX 8000. Like, once again, that's the APX 7000. And that is like, anywhere from, you can get them used without screens, with screens, with no keypad, with screens and a keypad. And the price varies a lot. But they're generally like a really used, old, beat-up one. $500 to $1,000, And then for a new one, it's, you know, you're still in that like 3 to 5 grand mark. And then the APX 6000s, they're not really worth talking about because they're only 600-700 megahertz. There might be a 6000 that's only VHF or only UHF, but I've never seen one. All the 6000s I come across are only in the 700-800 megahertz. But there probably is a mono band version. But then that's all the... I'm going to take a quick sec. The mobiles, there's the APX 7500 and 8500, and there might be a 6500, but I don't know. And there's other ones too, but the mobiles go, you know, up to 10 grand, so they're not cheap. But the APX is not DMR. The APX is P25.
Oh, I see. I thought it was DMR. Man, 6 grand or whatever you were saying, up to even 10 grand. Boy, that's a heck of a difference from this $55 radio. You know, you can go on AliExpress and get these radios for about $40, I think. Down around that $40 range. DM32, if you want to wait for it to come from China, you're not in no hurry. Over.
I left a little break in there for the other station, but you're certainly going to have to spend that kind of money on a simple HT, and for the DMR side, I use the Motorola R7, which is considerably cheaper, but it's still expensive, you know, compared to an APX, but it's still ridiculous compared to DM32. So for what you guys are getting out of these DM32s, it's a great radio. It sounds great over the air. Where the emissions lie and how well it does there, you know, is worth probably looking at. But I mean, as a ham, I think it's probably more than sufficient to get the job done. So, I love my Motorola. So the quality and durability and how weather resistant they are. You know, if you're going to be out standing in the rain directing traffic all day, you kind of need a radio that can do that. And there's definitely reasons why the APXs and Motorola's in general cost what they do. They get put through the paces. They're like a duty, you know, a heavy duty work radio, whereas ham radios are kind of like a recreational type of radio rather than a duty or a work style radio to some degree. I might be biased. Over to you, Brian.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I love about this radio. I learned so much talking to you guys. It's just awesome. Hey, John, I'm going to have to say goodbye because I'm getting decimated here. 73s, Happy New Year. That's the Wego, Nuego, Haku, as we say in Poland. And I'll be clear up your final. KEXZRI, clear up your final.
All right, Brian, you have a good one, and it's nice talking to you. You're my official first contact for 2026. So there you go. 73s, KEAWUO.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. My first contact on DMR was a guy in Germany named Ralph. He was N9AZ or something. DN9AZ or something like that. I talk to him just about every night now. He's my first contact. All right, 73, bye.
KFVLX.
Brilliant. Hey, John, for just a quick jump in here, this is KEH that I write. Can you come back? I'm over here trying to show this radio to some other non-ham people.
Hey, Brian, do you hear me? I'm in the doorway of my house.
Yep, hear you real good. I just was showing my sister-in-law. I grabbed the radio and took it in her house. We came over here for dinner, and I was just going to show her what it sounded like. Thanks, John.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Happy New Year to all, and hope you guys had a good one. And ham radio is the way to go. You gotta get them going on their license.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and Rocco and Flynn and your family. Rocky and Flynn, that is. KEH ZRI, 73 KEH ZRI out.
All righty, well, you have a good one, Brian. We'll talk to you soon. KEH WUO.
Hey, YNU to NAWCB.
KEHYNU, this is NAWCB. Happy New Year. Hopefully work went pretty well today.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Well, you know what? It was a pain today, actually. Stuck on phones today and couldn't get anybody to help me out with the phone. So I'm glad it's over with. I think I'm going to take a personal day on Sunday.
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah, probably, you know, one of those types of days there. Yeah, it's too bad. You know, you got people in the room and can't lend a hand there with the phones. I definitely get you. But, well, maybe it'll be a shorter weekend, like you said.
Yep, it might be. It might be. I'm kind of looking forward to it. How was your day today?
I'm doing pretty good, hanging in there. We didn't stay up last night. Just went off to sleep earlier. But we're doing pretty good. Had to shovel the snow round of it today. But there's been a little bit of, tried to do a little bit of work on the radios on that hams over internet, and also I tried to download a driver for this radio, unsuccessful, though things didn't work out even though that I downloaded. So, but other than that, that's been about the extent of it.
All right. Well, hey, if you need help with that radio, just let me know. I can bring over the computer and we can work on it or whatnot. Just let me know what you need. I know I was out in the snow yesterday. I had to go to work real quick and take a test because I'm recertified for EMD. So I had to recert here for 2 more years. And so I had to go out in the snow and deal with that. But that's right.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You have to recertify every so often there. So, well, good. I'm glad. At least you're good for a couple more years. And, you know, hey, it'll give you a little bit of updates there in EMD and, that type of thing. So keep your mind fresh on that. I'm glad. Be glad to have that worked out, I guess.
Okay, Wayne. It's a needed thing, you know. You gotta use it or you lose it type deal, and it's a good thing to restart. I usually have that CPR, and so got both of them done this year, so I will have to do that for another 2 more years. So that's okay. That's all right. Get it done with, and hopefully never have to use it, or hopefully use it to the minimum. For EMD, use it as least amount as possible.
Yeah, I get you there. I agree. I've definitely used it on the phone there a couple of times. Some successful and some not so successful. But at least it's good to know. And like I say, you got to stay fresh with it and But like I say, you pray you never have to use it in real life. Absolutely there.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Today it was kind of, it's not funny, but I ended up having to use a little bit of it. Lady fall today, and she had been on the ground for about 30 minutes screaming for help. But somehow she ended up getting into a phone, and she called, and she's like, I can't get up off the floor. And she's like, I've been calling for my family. My family's not hearing me. And I was able to get over to a phone and call you. And she was saying that she was nervous, and I was able to get her calmed down and get her some help. And that made me feel good today. That was one call that made me feel good today.
NAWCP. Well, hey, that's great. You know, starting the new year off right in that way. And you know, definitely chalk up those feel-good type calls. You know, when you can help somebody out and calm them down a little bit, you know, that's a big start right there, especially in her circumstances. My, you know, can't get a hold of anybody or can't get a hold of her family. You know, thankfully she was able to get to a phone. No telling how long she would have been on the ground otherwise. C8YNU from NAWCB, if you're trying to transmit, no copy at this point. NAWCB, standing by.
Yeah, let me try it again. I was saying that I told her that she probably should think about, getting something or getting like one of the push-button things just in case.
Yeah, absolutely. That's especially in her circumstances. You know, she doesn't care, you know, like say, if she can't make a phone call and her family doesn't answer the phone, like you say, having some type of push button or at least have her phone nearby where, you know, she can call 911 or, some other contact or something for her. But, yeah, I definitely get you in that regard.
Yeah, we got her some help, so that was good. That was good. But other than that, though, it was a busy day and a couple of rough calls. But it is what it is. That time of year, I guess.
Yeah, I get you with the rough calls too. Without elaborating, like you say, that's the bad thing about the holidays, especially you know Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. You know, there's always those type of calls kind of sprinkled throughout, and you know, definitely if you've done it a long time, this job for a long time, you know what it's all about.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you come to expect it. It's just it's one of those things where when I first started, it's like kind of shaky a little bit. Now it's like, okay, you know, it is what it is, and it happens. Kind of just kind of grown up to it, I guess.
Yeah, you do. You do. You get to that place where you get hardened to it, and occasionally there's one of those calls that it kind of shakes you there a little bit. I know toward the end. There were a few of them. There were a few of them like that. You just kind of get, just kind of shrug it off and, go to the next one, no time to recuperate from that, the shock of it or whatever. You just keep on going and answer more phone calls and sending out more units.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, I didn't end up staying awake last night either. I tried, and my body was like, nope, not tonight. You're not going to see the ball drop. You're going to sleep right on the couch.
Yeah, that was us, definitely. In fact, I saw there was a couple of people posted tickets of something like, from Ticketmaster that, I'm going to bed early or something like that. I'm too old, and you know, whatever, I forgot what it all said on it, but it's like, yep, that's me. I had that that ticket last night.
Yeah, going to the street show. That was me. My fellow was the main attraction, and I was gone to the world. Remember waking up a little bit, and I know Leo was like, yeah, we got about 8 minutes to midnight. I'm like, cool, and I went right back to bed.
Yeah, I believe it. Of course, for you, you know, you're getting up early this morning for work, so you kind of had a kind of definite excuse. You needed to get some rest there, but yeah, it's like, you know, you see it, and it's like, yeah, okay, you see the ball drop, and Happy New Year, and, you know, it's just another day, and, you know, I heard a lot of racket last night for a while, but it seemed to settle down. I don't know where it was coming from, but, oh, well, I couldn't wake up enough to figure it out. I just went back to sleep. NAWCB.
Gee, why didn't you? Yeah, no, it was quiet up here. I think they rolled the sidewalk up, and I was nothing up here. It was quiet.
That's a good thing about, you know, being up that way. You know, some of these little towns, you know, like Romeo and New Haven and that, you know, kind of rolls up the carpet there a little bit early, and it definitely works out. I get you on that one. It wasn't too bad earlier on in the night. I mean, Mom had a like a tray full of stuff, and did a really nice job. Enjoyed that. Watched a movie last night, and it was a nice evening. But it seemed like as the night went on, and it got toward 10:30. It's like wah wah, you know, and so. Like off the bat.
Yeah, you know, Leo and Mom must have been thinking the same thing last night, because we had a tray of goodies and sat down and watched some stuff. And, so it was good, though. It was, you know, like you said, you know, once you see the ball drop, you kind of get up to the same thing, and so just one of those things. I guess it's more for the kids. To watch it, you know, for them to have fun and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, hey, you know, your kid, you know, it's like, hey, I stayed up till midnight, you know, and watch the ball drop. And, you know, like I say, you have a few of those in there, and, you know, after being a kid and watching, you know, Mom and Dad, instead they won't watch Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. They're watching Guy Lombardo or something like that. It's like, you know, you have a few of those, and it's like, yeah, that's enough for me.
Hey, Rusty, is that you?
No, this is KY and you, Dave, here down in New Haven. Having a QSO with NAWCB, also Dave. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to both of you.
Well, Happy New Year. Hopefully your New Year's gone pretty well. We're just talking about staying up and watching the ball drop, and being a kid, and, you know, remember how excited it was, you know, we were to stay up to do that, and now as an adult, it's like, I've seen this. All right, let's time for bed.
Well, I'll add Happy New Year in there as well, hope you have a good year. Hope the last year was good, and 2026 is even better. We'll hand it over to you, sir. I think the call sign began with K8, and I didn't get the rest of it.
Ah, K8FHW in Joe and Bay City. Okay, Gabe and Dave. You too. Yeah, I. Should be an interesting year, to say the least. You're right. I think I was in bed before the ball dropped, or listening to something else. I don't even watch TV normally, so yeah, that stuff used to be exciting. Not the ball drop, just the food and the staying up late. So, All right, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll be out a little later. I got some dinner to get on the stove here, so. KDFHW 73, you guys, so I'll catch you later on.
All right, sir, KDFHW signed, and again, 73, stay there. Anytime, we're on, come on, hop on in there, join the conversation. We enjoy having you. Usually, my son and I converse, he's on the way home from work, down here in, from Clinton Township and heading home and kind of ride along with him there. So, but thanks for joining in tonight. Appreciate it. Again, Happy New Year. Back over to you, David. KYNU and NHWCB.
Yeah, Joe. Appreciate you hopping on, and hopefully have a good New Year and enjoy your evening there. But well, Dad, I am home, so I'm also gonna hop off here and unwind, relax here for the evening. Got to go back to work tomorrow, but. Appreciate the good conversation there, Dad, and hopefully you guys have a good evening. Stay warm tonight.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan there. We're going to stay in. It's snowing a little bit here. We've got to run out in the morning for a few minutes, but, yeah, you definitely stay warm and enjoy your evening. And looking forward to the net tonight. I know that there was a group that was talking that and opened up the frequency for us there, and appreciate your guys, your kindness in that regard. Didn't have to do that, but wishing everyone in our group a happy new year. And David, thanks for the ride along. Good conversation tonight. But tell everyone hello. 73s and 88s to you and the family. And WCB is clear on your file.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. Appreciate a good conversation. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk here soon. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU.
K8LAX. WCB. Yeah, that was John, Tim, and I. We were talking a little bit, and usually you guys are on the 7.2, and we like to leave that short little drive home to you guys. So I didn't realize, and we didn't realize you guys were on DMR, so we figured it was about that time. But appreciate the recognition. But Happy New Year, and hopefully we'll catch on the net. This is KE8LAX monitoring.
KE8LAX. Yeah, I heard you guys on there, and I know you were talking about some logistics for tonight's net, and we kind of use this kind of as our backup, but sure, appreciate you guys thinking of us there. Do enjoy those QSOs, but like I say, appreciate your kindness, and wishing you and the others there a happy new year. Thanks again, and looking forward to the net tonight. 73s, NAWCB is clear.